Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Want a portable meal you can eat with a spoon? Millions choose yogurt for breakfast, lunch, or between meal snack. It's a nutrition powerhouse with good-for-you protein, calcium, and probiotics. But some yogurts have things you don't want, like added sugars. Unless you enjoy spending hours in the dairy aisle reading every single ingredient, it's good to go armed with expert advice when buying yogurt. How much protein? What kind of probiotic? Full fat or non-fat? And what about yogurt made from sources other than cow's milk?
For that expert advice, we turn to Johanna Sakimura, a registered dietitian nutritionist for Atlantic Health System, one of the leading nonprofit healthcare systems in New Jersey. Johanna has a master's degree in nutrition from the Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition and has written about diet and nutrition for EverydayHealth.com.
Welcome to Take Care, Johanna. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back with you.
All right. I may age myself, but a few decades back when I was younger, I remember you went to the small shelf in the dairy section and there were maybe just one main variety of yogurt. Now, when I go to the grocery store, there is a wall of yogurt and they have names on them that sound more like desserts. And then there's Greek yogurt. How does a consumer distinguish between all those yogurts and separate out the healthy from the unhealthy ones?
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, it is overwhelming when you look at all those shelves and you're not sure where to start. But there are some great options in the yogurt aisle. There are some not so great options there. And really, one of the big concerns is the amount of added sugar in some of these products. So it's important when you think about yogurt to know that there's actually three possible sources of sugar in a container of yogurt. So when you look at the total sugar on the label, it can be a little misleading if you don't know what you're looking for. Because right now, we don't separate out on the label added sugars from total sugar. And that's going to be changing by 2018 with the new food labels that the FDA has approved. But for now, the total sugar is actually telling you the total amount of natural sugar and added sugar in a product. And with yogurt, you're automatically getting some natural sugar, number one, from lactose. And that's the sugar that's found in milk and other dairy products. So just so you're aware, even if you pick up a container of, maybe a 6-ounce container of plain yogurt with nothing else in it, it's going to have sugar in it. It's going to have about 12 to 13 grams of that lactose sugar in it. And then you can have additional sugar in the form of natural sugar from fruit that's added to the product or some kind of fruit puree, or there can, of course, be all those added sugars in the case of corn syrup, evaporated cane juice, and all the other ingredients, sugar additives that there are out there for companies to use. So the best option when you're in the yogurt aisle is to go for a plain yogurt. And you could do low-fat or non-fat based on your preferences, but the plain yogurt is going to have the least amount of sugar because it's just that lactose sugar. And then what you can do is add some fresh or frozen thawed fruit to it. So you're adding a little sweetness in the form of fruit, but you're not getting all those added sugars. And along with the sweetness in the fruit, you're getting fiber and vitamins and minerals and other good stuff. If you do need the convenience of a sweetened yogurt and you know you need something that's grab and go, you're not going to add fruit to it, then you want to try to look for one with the least amount of total sugar. And you want to look for one where fruit is listed ahead of any kind of added sugar on the label. So aim for, I like to say ideally less than 20 grams of total sugar for a regular 6-ounce yogurt cup. And if you're looking at the Greek yogurts, try to go even lower because they have they actually have less lactose in them. So try to go for 15 grams or less. We're talking about one of those 5 or 6-ounce containers. But those are kind of good rule of thumbs if you are going to choose a sweetened yogurt.
Would you describe what yogurt is? How is it made? And then differentiate between Greek yogurt and regular yogurt. I know Greek yogurt, I think, has more protein. But what exactly is yogurt?
Yeah, so yogurt is milk where they've added some live and active cultures that can ferment the sugars in the milk and turn it into lactic acid, which is what gives the yogurt its tang. So it's a fermented milk product. And the difference between the regular yogurts, and the Greek yogurts is that the Greek yogurts are strained, and they're strained to remove some of the liquid, which is called the whey. And what that does is it makes the yogurt thicker and creamier, but it concentrates the protein as well. So Greek yogurt has about twice as much protein as a standard traditional yogurt. You do lose some of the ingredients in that way as well. They drain off with it. So you actually get less calcium from a Greek yogurt and less of that lactose sugar that we were just talking about. That is removed. Some of that is removed with the whey. So the Greek yogurt is higher in protein. It's a little bit lower in that natural lactose sugar, and it's lower in calcium.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off, I noticed when I was shopping for yogurt. Now, if I'm not using it as a dessert, I'm looking to have less sugar or add my own fruit. But many people are looking for this as a source of protein and calcium and vitamin D, and also the probiotics. So talk to us first about the calcium and then the probiotics.
Yeah, so if you're looking for calcium and vitamin D, your best bet is probably to go for a plain traditional yogurt, because it's going to have about twice as much calcium, about 300 milligrams per serving in a 5 or 6 ounce container. And it's going to have added vitamin D in most cases. Now, you always want to check the label and make sure, but typically the regular traditional yogurt is fortified with vitamin D. Typically, Greek yogurts are not. They have as few, often the companies that first came into the market wanted to keep the ingredients list short and not add a lot of added ingredients. So they're often not fortified with vitamin D. So if calcium and vitamin D are what you're really aiming for, you might want to go with one of those traditional yogurts. You'll lose a little bit of protein, but all yogurt has some protein in it. So it is a little bit of a trade-off, but I think, you know, you have to kind of prioritize what you're looking for. And then in terms of the probiotics, so it's really important. There's so much confusion out there around probiotics. It's important to know that, you know, all yogurts are made with live and active cultures, but not all live and active cultures are probiotics. Probiotics have a very specific definition. There are specific strains of bacteria that have proven health benefits or a therapeutic effect. And the cultures that are required to be used in yogurt, that's Lactobacillus bulgaricus and Streptococcus thermophilus, these two strains, while they are great at culturing the yogurt, they may not have, or they don't have all of those health benefits that we associate with other types of probiotics. The one sort of benefit that you get from the cultures in yogurt is that they break down some of that lactose for you, and they can make it yogurt easier to digest for people with a lactose intolerance. But in terms of all these other benefits we hear associated with probiotics, things like helping immunity or digestive health, those are all strain specific, and they haven't been those benefits have not been tied to the traditional cultures used in regular yogurt. So if you're looking for a probiotic effect, you need to either select a yogurt that has specific added probiotics, strains with proven benefits, or, you know, you can always, of course, take them in a supplement form, a capsule or something.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And our guest today is Johanna Sakimura, a registered dietitian nutritionist for Atlantic Health System. Johanna has a master's degree in nutrition from the Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition. And we're talking about yogurt. And I just want to stick with this again for a minute, Johanna. If you could just go through this again, I want to clarify. A lot of marketing is going on claiming that the probiotics in yogurt are healthy. We're hearing a lot about gut health. And what I understand you're saying is the active cultures that are used to break down the lactose in yogurt aren't necessarily the same type of thing that we're hearing are healthy for gut health. And that if we are looking for that, we have to really be more specific in our choice of which yogurt. Is that right?
Right. Well, what the issue is that when it comes to probiotics, what you need to look for is, you know, the probiotic has to have research behind it. That specific strain has to have research showing that it helps a particular health condition. There are specific strains that have been shown to help with things like irritable bowel syndrome or other digestive diseases or infectious diarrhea. But these are not the strains that are added to every yogurt product just to help with the culturing and the fermenting of the milk. So if there is a specific health condition that you're interested in taking a probiotic to help with, you're going to have to do a little research with the help of a doctor or a nutritionist, a registered dietitian, to find out which strain you should be taking and the best way to get it. Often, these are not the strains used in yogurts. There are some specific probiotic yogurts on the market, and some of those strains that are added in addition to the usual culturing bacteria may have additional benefits. But keep in mind that for some of those products, there may not be a lot of research behind them, and even if there is some research showing they have a benefit for gut health or some other improving immunity, something like that, you may, the studies may have been done in people taking two or three of those yogurts a day. So it's often, if you're interested in probiotics and taking one for a specific health condition, know what you're specifically trying to treat. Work with a doctor or a registered dietitian to find out which strain you should be taking to help with that. And it may make the most sense to just take it as a supplement or capsule so that you're reliably getting it every day without having to eat a couple of containers of yogurt every day just to get it in your system.
We've got about a minute left, and I just want to cover one thing that's emerging a lot. You see other yogurts that are made of something other than cow's milk, goat's milk, sheep, and then there's also the non-dairy, coconut, soy. What about those yogurts?
Yeah, so in terms of some of the plant-based yogurts, just be aware that they're not necessarily as high in protein as dairy yogurts. It depends on what type of milk is used and if there's any added ingredients. So if you're looking for a big protein kick from your yogurt, it may not be there. It really depends on the product, so read the label. And keep in mind that just like regular yogurt, they can be high in added sugar. So you really need to keep an eye out, check the sugar on the label, and see what it contains before you put it in your cart.
Johanna Sakimura is a registered dietitian nutritionist for Atlantic Health System, and she has a master's degree in nutrition from Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition. Johanna, thank you for your advice on this complex thing, choosing yogurt in the grocery store.
Who knew it was so hard?
Yeah.